What's going on out there? What's popping? It's Reggie P. ADV, man. Fame gang in the build, man. It's a nine shit, man. This is the Atlanta Battle Rap Anchor Podcast. I know y'all ain't heard from me in a while. I just came off a battle earlier this month. Been getting a lot of other things in place, man. The ups and downs and turnarounds, man. But now I'm back on Anchor with the Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast to give y'all some news, a few recaps, and just some things that's just been on my mind regarding the league and battle rap in general. First off, I want to talk about Ricky versus Vets. Now, it's good and done now. Everything is over. Everybody's battled everybody. You know, we did our predictions. We did everything. But it has actually happened now. And a lot of battles then came out. I'm not going to go through each and every battle, but there's a few battles I'm going to speak on that stood out to me. One that was really good to me was So Severe and G-Lo, which I believe was a surprise battle. For a surprise battle, you know, so I didn't have any predictions for that. I knew it was going to happen. But it definitely was a good match, man. G-Lo had balls. So Severe had balls, man. But being it the round, it being a one-rounder, I'm not going to really be on some shit where I'm choosing a winner. I'm just going to say that was a little classic match, and it was very entertaining for what it was worth. I'm glad I was able to be there to witness that. Another very, very good battle, man, that really hit my heart was MK and Court, man. Court, my favorite battle rapper on ABR. But I must say, man, Michael Knight took him down, and he was serious about it, you know what I mean? And this is going to be a dude that's a threat in the future, Michael Knight, you know what I mean? Court's still an OG, and I know his next, I feel sorry for the next person he got to battle, because I know he taking all vengeance on the next person. Let me see what else went down. PDP versus Yachty. That was a good-ass battle. I talked to Yachty afterwards, and he wanted to know, well, who won this and that, man. And I'm like, it was real close to me, man. PDP did some stuff on stage as a rookie that he may not be. He's a different kind of rookie. Now, Millie was great, but PDP against Yachty really held his own, man. And to, in my eyes, it's a 2-1 either way. Fresh Blood 4 is coming up. Yachty's calling me out again, guys. Yachty's calling me. He's been calling me out for a while. I'm going to give him what he want. He want to bet 150. Hey, this is for Yachty White. This is for Yachty White. Okay? Let's bet. Let's go ahead and make that $200 even. Bet 200. We can do the battle at Fresh Blood 4. One rounder. 5 minutes. I accept your challenge. And I'm going to beat your ass, boy. There's no way you're going to beat me. You can't fuck with me, man. You can't fuck with me. But I'm going to show you, because you've been asking for this smoke for a long time. But not only am I going to whoop you and embarrass you, I'm going to make you give me your money, too. But you asked for this, though. I don't duck no smoke. You feel what I mean? So we're going to go on and get that over with, you know what I mean, before I take my little vacation. Next, who do we have? Who do we have that was hot? I guess I may as well go ahead and talk about my battle. Mike Millie had some dope records. Not records, but dope lines. Shit, that nigga say something about your text on or ABR, your podcast through Anchor, your words don't move shit, you think shit funny till I put a shot through Perry T. Nigga, your birthday in July, so I had to give you the cancer. Oh my God. The young man was saying a whole lot of bars to me. And I applaud him. And I give it up for him. I think he went hard every round. I think he kind of got off his rocker in the second, lost some of his momentum. But to recap it all, man, I mean, I think I won pretty much edge every round, you know what I'm saying? But nobody. He definitely was in the building. And a matter of fact, go check that out right now on Atlanta Battle Rap. Reggie P versus Mike Millie. Reggie P versus Mike Millie on Atlanta Battle Rap on your YouTube. Y'all follow Atlanta Battle Rap for all upcoming battles also. Tylon ENB. I've been telling y'all about ENB for a long time, if you've been paying attention to these early podcasts. And I knew that he was going to do exactly what he did on that stage, because that's all he'd been doing. Ty Law had some dope flips, but he had some inaccurate flips. So I had to give the battle in total to ENB. But as far as, you know, the battle, man, it was great. He got performance of the night. KT got performance of the night against Drops. I wasn't there to see that, but I heard it was pretty dope also. Who else am I trying to mention here, man? Those are just some things that stuck out to me. I really think Michael Knight and Mike Milley gonna be a dope battle in the future. I won't mind battling Michael Knight. I'll beat Michael Knight ass though. All that shit he did with Coy, I'm gonna be ready, my nigga. That shit ain't gonna work with me. I'm gonna kill. And that's all it is to it. But he did show his ass, man. Shout out to that boy though. Anyway, and also PDP and Mike Milley was the three rookies to me that I think really stepped up to the plate and showed that they belong on EBR and they can handle even greater competition in the future. Shout out to Chris Petty. Shout out to Miss NYC for putting on a great show. Continue to give us a platform to build on, man, and to rock with, man, and shit, man. I'm grateful as hell for it, G. I'm grateful as hell for it. For his future battles with me, man, I've been hearing a lot of things. Some people think I should battle Ian. Some people think I should battle Polo. That was a good battle that the kid Polo was in. That was a real good one right there, too, that I think that was more of a surprise joint, but that was a good battle, too. I don't think KP was as prepared as Polo, but, you know, Polo did well, too. But shit, man, Polo, who else they talking about? It's a lot of people they throwing out here in the mix. I really think it's time for me, you know what I mean, to get bigger competition or a greater name. Not that I think I just deserve it like that, but for the simple fact that none of these niggas, far as roster-wise, regional-wise, can beat me. They can't fuck with me. I will kill them. Like, it's going to take more for me. The bag that I'm in, it's just going to take more for me. You feel what I mean? But that's pretty much all I really had to say. But to cap this whole thing off, man, Yachty White, 200, bro. 150, I would say 3, but I'm just going to say 200. I do the one rounder. Y'all get it set up. If you accept the challenge, you holler at me. I have my bread. You have yours. And shit, let's put on a good show for the culture. So, Fresh Blood 4 is next. I think Mike Milley going to battle Michael Knight there. And I think Drops. Who Drops got? Do he got PDP or do he got? It's another little marquee battle with the rookies that going to be at FB4. And, I think everybody should be in the building for that, man. To be honest. But y'all fuck with me on all social media platforms. Reggie P ADV on Instagram and Twitter. Reggie Parrott on Facebook. Atlanta Battle Rap. Follow the group if you don't. We have some of the top artists in the world fucking with us. Goods hosted my battle. So you know what I mean? So shit, they fucking with us. We just need more people to spread the word and share and let them know what we got going down. Down here in the South, man. But that's all pretty much I got to say, man. Hope to hear some good feedback from y'all. Y'all let me know how y'all feel out there. This has been the Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast. Brought to you by Anchor. And I'm Reggie P. ADB, man. ADV, excuse me. Representing the famous game, man. I'm finna get up out of here, man. Y'all boys take it easy. What's poppin', Yachty?